Good morning and welcome to the Gorgeous Kitchen with Josephine and Donna. So this morning we're making a mummified sausage pie, which I think has something to do with Halloween coming up. It's a hearty pie, which is going to be covered in kind of fake bandages, which are made out of pastry. I'm sorry Donna isn't here yet, but Donna hasn't arrived in the kitchen because it's quite a long recipe. I'm going to start it off first of all and get it going, because otherwise it will take about 4 or 5 hours. So first of all, let me tell you the ingredients. 1 500g of pack of short crust pastry, flour to dust, 1 795 pack of outdoor bread pork sausages, 125g of slightly stale bread whizzed into breadcrumbs. To be honest, I bought some breadcrumbs. 3 tablespoons of chopped parsley, 100g of mature cheddar, 6 tablespoons of caramelized onion chutney. Well, I've got one jar and I really hope that's enough. 1 tablespoon of milk to glaze, and for the eyes, and that's why I know it's a real mummy, 1 cheese slice such as Gouda and black food colouring. Okay, so first of all, we're going to cut a third of a block of pastry and pop it back in the fridge for now. We're going to roll the remainder to line a deep 23 cm diameter flan tin. We're going to chill for 20 minutes until firm, and then we're going to roll out the reserved piece of pastry thinly into a large rectangle between 2 sheets of baking paper. Gosh, it's getting complicated. This says in brackets, if the paper crinkles, all the better to add texture to the bandages. I mean, this is the most mysterious thing I've ever cooked in my life. I really don't know what it's going to look like. We chill on a baking tray and we preheat the oven to 190 fan, 170 Celsius or gas mark 5. Honestly, this is as mysterious as Halloween is. I have no idea what I'm making and it's very exciting. I'm now going to go for the pastry. Gorgeous food and drink on Radio Gorgeous. So I've rolled out the pastry, which was quite simple because I bought it already in slices, which I've never done before, which was excellent. And that's in the fridge chilling. And I've done the rectangle shape and I'm hoping that's going to be turned into bandages. And now I've got to go on to stage 2, which is line the pastry case with crumpled baking paper and fill it with baking beans. Now, I don't know about you, but I've never used baking beans, so I didn't have any. So I had to send off for some on the internet. These are Kitchen Craft ceramic baking beans, the easy way to blind bake. Each bean conducts heat evenly, preventing air bubbles and shrinking in the base of the pastry case. So I'm going to be using those the first time. I don't know quite what they do. I think what they do is stop the pastry from bubbling up. I'm hoping that that's what they're going to do, because otherwise we won't be able to fit the sausages in. I'm going to line the pastry case with crumpled paper and fill it with the baking beans. And then I'm going to bake blind for 15 minutes. I think that means bake with nothing else in it apart from the beans. Then remove the beans and the paper and cook for a further 5 to 10 minutes until set and dry, but not too brown. Remove from the oven and reduce the temperature to 180 or fan 160 gas mark 4, and then I'm going to get going on the sausages. So I'm going to try this blind baking and I'll get back to you and tell you whether my exciting ceramic baking beans have worked. Here are my beans going in. And now I'm going to pop it in the oven for 15 minutes. RadioGorgeous.com. So now I'm onto the sausage section. My pastry is baking blind in the oven and I've just got out my sausages, my parsley and my, I'm afraid to say I told you it was bought breadcrumbs, but they're nice. They're not the horrible orange ones that you think of on breaded chicken. They're they're soft white breadcrumbs that you can buy. It's a bit decadent, but, you know, needs must when the devil drives. So what I've got to do is squeeze the sausages out of their skins into a mixing bowl. Mix in the breadcrumbs, parsley, so I've got to chop that up, and diced cheddar, I've got to chop that up too, if using. Spread the caramelised onion chutney thinly in the base of the pastry case. That's when it's out of the oven and cooler, obviously. Then spoon the sausage filling on top, heaping it up slightly in the centre. Okay, so I've got a lot to do. I've got to chop the parsley, I've got to dice the cheddar, I've got to get the sausage out of the skins. I'm going to be a busy little bunny. So my ceramic baking beans are coming out of the oven. I'm just going to lift them up, the crumpled sheets, and get it out. Yeah, the base is still flat, I'm pleased to say. And now I'm going to, smells all buttery, very nice. I'm now going to put it in the oven, back in the oven, for a further 10 minutes. And that's very exciting, very easy and quite satisfying. I'm just about to start chopping the cheddar. Donna doesn't know it, but Donna is being gifted this mummified sausage pie because something very sad happened to her yesterday. She had to put down her cat. So that's why she's a bit late, I think. So we're going to chat about the cat and we're going to taste the pie, but then she can take it home to her family who will need it. The poor cat, but it did have a good life, but obviously at the end it was quite sad. Well, I've just got my pastry out of the oven. I'm afraid there was quite a big bubble on it, it risen. So what I did was I pressed it down while it still wasn't hard. And it's still slightly raised at one point, but it's not bad for a first timer using baking beans. Gorgeous food and drink on Radio Gorgeous. So Donna's arrived, and I'm just in the middle of chopping the parsley. Hi, Donna, how are you?
Hello.
I'm so sorry about your sad news about Mademoiselle Pox.
The Pox, Mademoiselle yes. Poxy.
How old was she?
15.
And what sort of cat was she?
Well, interesting you should say dog, because she was a rag doll, and they were bred to be the closest thing to dogs. So it's a mix between Burmese and something else. So she has Siamese coloring, and she was super fluffy.
She had bright blue eyes, didn't
yeah,
she?
Yeah.
In fact, the only film I've seen one in, another one, because I don't think they happen so much in England. I think they are more American thing. It was in Meet the Fockers. And it was a starring cat. In fact, it was the guy who's the kind of horrible father. Who's played by that very famous Italian actor, and I can't
remember. Robert De Niro.
Yeah, Robert De Niro. It's Robert De Niro's cat.
Yes. Doesn't Ben Stiller like threaten to milk it at one point?
Yeah. Nice. But the cat was really anyway. But so those cats are really pretty. But tell me about her demise then. How quickly
was
it?
Well, she had kidney disease, so she's been on special, renal food. And they were monitoring it, like just in July, she's been on the kidney food and that's fine. And just in July, they took urine samples and blood samples and everything. She said, no, she's doing okay. Mm. But then over the summer, she hasn't really been the same. Like,
no.
I would say she had dementia. You know what I mean? She was a different cat.
Yeah.
She was a different cat than she had been before. But then just in the last couple of weeks, she got... she was really weak, and she had gradually lost a lot of weight. I mean, her spine was just, it was more out of her body than in. It was
Well, last time I saw you last Wednesday, you said she might not last till Christmas, we were saying.
Yeah.
So how did she quickly go downhill over the weekend?
Well, yeah, she just got weaker, and I called the vet, and I wanted them to come visit. This was very
unsatisfactory. That's demanding.
Well, because she gets so stressed out. Like, they used to think she had heart disease until I made them come to the house.
She's so panicky. Yeah.
Exactly. And they were like, actually, she doesn't. Mm. She just gets petrified. And I was like, well, I don't want to stress her out. But anyway, they took me 3 days to tell me that they weren't coming and then gave me an appointment 3 days later. I was like, a week after I call up and say the cat's dying?
Yeah.
Unacceptable.
Yeah. Yeah.
In any event. So when I took her in, they thought, well, maybe we can, there were two choices, put her down or try... to flush out the kidneys and things.
Yeah.
Unfortunately, she had very, very, very low red blood cell count. One of the things your kidneys do.
And that's also to get better would be very difficult then.
Yeah. Well, and also if you flush the kidneys, you further dilute the red blood cells. So anyway.
So did you have to call up your partner and child and say, is it all right if I do it?
Oh, we had discussed it in the morning when I was, because I knew I was going to take the cat in. It was a possibility. So, but yeah, what was really nice is a friend of mine was over dropping off because her cat had died. She was dropping off some more kidney food, which I don't need. Anyone who needs kidney food, let me know.
We're not putting it in the pie, by the way.
But yeah, and so she came with me. I said goodbye. She was so peaceful. Aww. But I keep seeing her. I've never had that experience. I've never had
lost a pet before.
Yeah. So yeah, that was it was
When did you cry?
I cried all day. You know, yeah. No, she's such a sweetheart. And like Saturday night, we took turns sleeping downstairs because she couldn't go upstairs anymore. So Saturday night, she was sleeping with her face in the cup of my hand. And she's a dear sweet
thing. She did last till 15, though.
Yeah.
And it's the end of an era. Your son started a new school. You've got a new routine. It's like, it's really weird. And you're about to have building done on your house. It's like the cat knows. And the cat, it's like, it's the end, isn't it?
Yeah. She'll never see the new kitchen.
Well, she would have hated the building. She would have hated it.
True.
She would have been cat on a hot tin roof.
Yes.
Okay, so I've just chopped up the parsley while you've been talking about Miss Pox. So I'll tell you what's happening next. What we're doing is...
You've been very busy. I know. I appreciate that.
I know. I got up at dawn to do this, darling.
The crack of dawn.
And you know I hate getting up.
Oh, my God.
So I've squeezed the sausages out of my skins into a mixing bowl. I've mixed it. I haven't mixed in the breadcrumbs, parsley. So you can mix it in. Are your hands clean?
No. I'm going to go.
Can you wash your hands?
My hands.
So Donna's going to wash your hands. Then we're going to mix in with our hands. It's the sort of thing you've got to get your hands on it. You know, it's not something you could just do with a wooden spoon. Because it's sort of, you've got to squeeze. It's really full of fat and carbs, this meal. It's going to be really delicious. The sausage meat, the cheddar, breadcrumbs, and the parsley is a healthy bit.
We have some green.
Exactly.
We could serve it with a big pile of kale.
Or a lovely, I think a crisp salad would be really nice with it. Okay, so I'm now going to add the, now I want you to get your hands in there.
It's like making meatloaf.
Yeah, well, I've never made meatloaf, so.
Of course, I'm American.
Okay, I don't know what meatloaf is, but I know he's a fat singer, that's all I know. Okay. It's much more fun being on air with you. On my own, I'm like this really boring person. I need you, Donna, to get me going. So I was thinking mummified sausage pie. We are the mummies.
Yes. Marvelous.
We're mummifying it.
When we moved here, I was insistent that my son not call me mum. I was like, that's a verb to shush people. Or a mummy.
Yeah,
I'm neither.
Yes,
of course I'm mum now. You
know. Are you? You're not mom.
Mom. I wanted a nice mom.
I suppose mom must be from mama.
I guess so.
Mom.
I don't know.
Yeah.
Look, there we are with our cheese
curds. You've done it. Right.
It's like stuffing.
It is. And I haven't had to add any salt and pepper or things because I think it'll be quite tasty already. So what we do now is we spoon the sausage filling on top of the pie case, which is cool now out of the oven. And we make sure that the middle bit, hang on, this is the bit we've got to really concentrate on. Oh, hang on. We haven't done something. We've got to spread the caramelized onion chutney in the base of the pastry case, then spoon the sausage filling on top, heaping it up slightly in the center. Which is exactly the opposite of what you'd imagine you'd do. Okay, so I've got this lovely caramelized red onion chutney. They say masses of tablespoons of it. They say 6 tablespoons, which is unrealistic because I'm not going to buy that much. So we're going to just use the whole pot, which is 350g, which sounds like quite a lot, actually. Yay, that's a good sound. Okay, so I've got a spatula for you, which should fit in. God, you've come in at the right time, haven't you? You've entered at the fun time. I've done all this blind baking lark without you being here. God, it really smells of onions, doesn't it? Gosh, really rich. Okay, so I baked it blind, did everything it said in the recipe, took it out. Yeah, took it out, it was flat, then put it back in for an extra 5 minutes to go brown, and then it bubbled up. What's that about, Donna? Why did it bubble up?
I don't know.
Okay.
Did you not prick it in the bottom?
No.
Well,
okay, everybody, it's not in the recipe, but prick the bottom before it goes in. Okay.
Yeah.
All right, that's what I got wrong. I wasn't pricking correctly. Right, the whole lot's going in. It's going to be, it looks like a vast amount of sausage to fit into quite a small holder.
Yes, well. Do you think, the cheese will melt, so that'll go down.
Yeah. Okay, I'm going to get the rectangle out that we're going to make the mummy strips out of. Okay, but first of all, you're going to, before I do that, you're going to put this in, and then you've got to raise it towards the middle.
Okay.
Okay. It's hilarious. It's a lot of sausage meat going in.
Do you know, I sometimes, when I go to the butcher, because there's some things I cook with, you know, like I'll make bolognese with sausage instead of pork, you know, because it sort of has flavoring in it already.
Mm.
But yeah, sometimes I go to my butcher and I ask him for just the sausage meat out of the casing anyway before he's done it.
Well, if only I'd known, you could have brought it over, your exactly. friendly butcher. But we've used friendly Sainsbury's sausages. Now, over to the fridge, and I'm getting the rectangle out. And then I'll also get the milk out as well for brushing on the top. Yes, we're brushing. And we're making the Gouda face, you see. We're making a face on the top. And I've even got black colouring I bought yesterday. Oh, I was busy, Donna. I was very busy.
Oh, my Lord.
I know. Oh, she's clearing up. I like it. I like it.
Don't act shocked.
Yeah. Now take the chilled pastry sheets out of the fridge and cut into long, narrow strips. Lay randomly across the pie in different directions to represent bandages.
Oh, right. So okay. It looks like a mummy.
Yeah.
Do we want short ones or long ones?
I'd say long, and then we can cut them if we needs be. Yeah.
True.
Yeah. They said they want it to look a bit wrinkled, but I tell you what, I don't know whether it's going to completely cover it up. There's going to be sausage kind of poking out of the pie, isn't there?
You make it sound so appetizing.
Yeah. Donna's just slicing now. I'll just tell you what we're going to be doing. We're going to be brushing with milk. Then bake the pie on a tray for 45 minutes. The sausage filling should be piping hot in the centre when pierced with a metal skewer.
Okay.
All right. The pie can be...
Is your oven on?
Oh, yes, it's been on for hours waiting for you. The pie can be served either at room temperature or slightly warm, but let it cool for 30 minutes if serving warm. Right, so that's... We're serving it warm because we've got to make the mummy's eyes... All right, I won't read about how to do the mummy's eyes yet because that's something to look forward to after this has been in the oven. I'm going to help you now with the bandages, darling.
All right.
Okay. Radio Gorgeous, podcasts for women.
And we're back and ready to eat.
Yes, this come out the oven and it's looking not bad. It looks quite authentic.
Yes, like a mummy.
Yeah. Yeah. And the mummies are trying the pie.
Yeah, exactly. The pastry came out perfect.
Sorry, I've bit into it. It's juicy, which is quite a strange word to say, but it is. Juicy, and the onion layers are coming through. But Anna, my daughter's here. What do you think of it?
I love this combination of sweet and meat.
Mm-hmm. No, it's really good.
It's rich.
It's rich. It's autumnal. And it sounded really quite challenging, but it was quite easy in the end.
Especially for me, I came in halfway through.
Yeah.
I love that.
Yeah.
All right, I'm going to taste it now.
You have some.
Ooh, I see. I have a bit with some cheese.
You'd like that, Donna.
I do love my cheese.
You love savoury.
Mm-hmm.
This is a winner.
Yeah.
This is a winner. This is a keeper.
It combines like the sort of comfort food aspect of like meatloaf.
Yeah.
And... sausage and mash.
Yeah.
You know, it's like toad in the hole or, all of those yummy, perfect things.
Bonfire night, Halloween.
Yeah.
Keep cozy, keep warm. And get the mummified pie in that oven, girl.
Pie eaters out.
In the cool of the evening when everything is getting kind of groovy. Say,
No.